Welcome to another edition of Cat Soup, the best of internet humor on the radio. I'm Cat.
And I'm Joe.
Don't step on that. Your poor mother.
Hey, what?
Hey, what?
What do you mean, poor mother? Step on what?
You probably break mirrors all the time, too, don't you?
Only when I can.
Only when you can, yeah, uh-huh. That was an interesting opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I woke up somewhere in the middle of, ooh, yeah. Now I'm awake.
Yeah.
Now I'm awake.
Don't step on that, eh?
Hey.
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 All right.
So how you been?
You know, we're doing good. How are you?
I'm good. We've been running reruns because I've been gone.
Running.
Yeah.
As well as I have been out for a while.
No. I've been moving. I mean, like, really moving. Like, you know, vans and boxes and packing, moving.
Oh, I thought you were just getting your groove on moving.
Well, that too. But yeah, but, yes.
Let's get it on.
And I have made a decision.
You have?
Yes.
And?
Moving is a pain in the neck.
Yeah.
Yeah, living out of boxes. Anyway.
I'm ex-military. I can tell you all about that.
It has nothing to do with this week's theme, by the way.
It doesn't?
No. Nothing. Okay. Nothing at all.
But we're just going to step on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I found a new website.
Uh-oh.
For our national holidays. It's called brownielocks.com.
Brownielocks.com.
And hey. It's really fun, besides just, it's got stranger holidays than the previous one, believe it or not.
Yes, I do believe it.
Yeah, okay. So, for the week of March 18th through 24th, excuse me, March 17th, you know what that is?
Ides of March?
17th.
Oh, that's right. I got to have my pint of beer. No, that's a...
That, yes, you're close. That was Scottish or something. Anyway, of course we know that March the 17th is St. Patrick's Day, but this is actually for the week of March 18th through 24th.
Okay.
So, what's the 18th?
One day later than the 17th?
Yes.
Okay.
March the 17th, sleep on the 18th.
Sleep on the 18th?
Yeah.
Those darn Irish.
I know. We're great people.
Yeah.
It's also on March 18th, Awkward Moments Day.
Well, that was an awkward moment.
And the swallows return to Capistrano.
Aww.
Aww.
But our buzzards have returned to Hinckley.
On the 15th, right?
Today? They're back.
Is that yesterday?
They showed up.
Did they show up?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't had a TV for a while.
Buzzard watch.
Cool.
Also, March 20th. Oh, yeah. Alien Abduction Day, which just coincides with the first day of spring.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
And then here's like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Snowman Burning Day.
I'll tell you, you know, you got some problems if your snowman is burning.
Yeah, but why would you do it on the first day of spring?
Because that's time for them to go away.
Oh, you have to let the aliens know where you're at.
Yeah.
So you can be abducted.
You put up a snow fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Sure.
Don't step on that.
Don't step on that either. Anyway, birthdays this week from famousbirthdays.com, another new website.
Excellent.
March 18th, 1886, Edward Everett Horton was born. Do you know who that is?
Horton? Horton, here's a who?
No.
Oh.
Edward Everett Horton.
Nope, don't know
he
him.
He narrated, from Rocky and Bullwinkle, he was the one that narrated Fractured Fairy Tales.
Okay, I know the voice. I don't know it. Never knew the name.
Yeah, I didn't. They're fractured, so.
They were fairy tales that were misguided with not the right conclusions as they were originally written.
Oh, okay. They weren't fairy tales that tripped over something.
No.
Okay.
They were funny, but if you didn't know the fairy tale, it meant nothing.
Okay.
But if you knew the fairy tale, you're like, ooh.
Cool. March 19th, 1848, Wyatt Earp.
Sweep.
Does not sound like a name at all.
Erp.
March 20th, 1945, Pat Riley, who I know is a sports guy, but I don't know what he does because you know me in sports.
He was the most famous coach for the LA Lakers
as
well as the Miami Heat for a while.
Okay, and what's he doing now?
Don't know.
He's general manager for the Miami Heat.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Did he have a run of bad stuff going on?
No.
That he's not coaching
not
anymore?
Until he got LeBron.
Oh. Oh, he got LeBron.
Bada bing. This day in history from holidayinsights.com. March 19th, 1831. The first bank robbery in America was reported. The New City Bank of New York City lost $245,000 in a robbery.
Okay. Can you imagine being that bank manager? Of all the places, of all the banks in New York City, they got to pick mine.
And you were lucky enough to be the first.
Not fortunate at all. So our theme for today...
I'm confused because you told me not to step on it.
Right.
Something about a poor mother.
Your poor mother.
You know, we did say March 17th, but that's not the Ides of March.
No.
Alien Abduction Day. I mean, mm-hmm. Who can be that lucky?
Because, yeah, we can't talk about St. Patrick's Day without talking about the luck of the Irish.
Ew, all a bit luck of the Irish.
Yes.
Sweet.
So, that's what our curious saying is today, luck of the Irish.
Ah.
You ever wonder what that means or why it came about?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to read that right
Excellent.
Now. From HNN.com, that's History News Network. They've got good stuff on there.
Excellent.
Luck of the Irish refers to the abundance of good fortune long enjoyed by the Irish.
Really? What sort of luck is it that brings about 1,000 years of invasion, colonization, exploration, starvation, and mass emigration?
In truth, this term has a happier, if not altogether positive, American origin. During the gold and silver rush years in the second half of the 19th century, a number of the most famous and successful miners were of Irish and Irish-American birth.
Now, over time, this association of the Irish with mining fortunes led to the expression of a luck of the Irish. Of course, it carried with it a certain tone of derision, as if to say only by sheer luck as opposed to brains could these fools succeed.
My grandfather wouldn't like that. I am Irish.
And you're stubborn.
And I'm stubborn.
But
I don't have, a really affinity for whiskey. And my hair's only red out of a bottle.
So don't go for the next whiskey bottle.
Got it. Do you know how you can tell if you don't have the luck of the Irish?
No.
Well, I'm going to tell you because we have a...
Top 17,421 list.
Five. Top five list from top5.com.
And it has how
eight.
Many?
Eight.
So it's a top five with eight list.
Yes.
Got it.
So, the first sign that you don't have the luck of the Irish.
Okay.
The only thing you own that's green is the corned beef in your refrigerator.
Number seven. At the Rainbow's End, you find a pot of haggis.
You ever had haggis?
No.
There's a restaurant in Sarasota, Florida, and it's actually Scottish, and they almost force you to have haggis. Really, it's not that bad. Really, it's not. You need to try it. It's that bad and worse.
Nah.
Yeah. I guess they figure if they give you that, everything else tastes really good afterwards. Anyway, number six, you fell for a Ponzi scheme run by a little dude in green whose arm just fell off. A leprechaun. I got a shake of the head from Kat over there.
There's a groan going throughout the studio.
I know.
Just when you found the leprechaun, to take you to his pot of gold, the government signed a bill of prohibition collective bargaining with the weed people.
Number four, Jay Leno takes back your talk show. Ouch, Conan.
Yeah. Number three, thanks to last year's St. Patrick's Day celebrations, this year you'll commemorate the day with the wearing of the orange jumpsuit.
Number two, there's not supposed to be a worm in the bottle of that Irish whiskey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait a minute. Worms are good.
Potato worm.
No, but...
not in the bottle of whiskey.
When you combine whiskey and tequila...
you got a party.
Mm-hmm. And the number one sign you don't have the luck of the Irish.
Only after seizing that diminutive green-clad fellow with a twinkle in his eye, trussing him up and tossing him in the basement, do you spot the to catch a predator cameras.
Bum, 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 bum. Now, from dumbcriminals.com, it's our dumb criminal update.
Oh, yes, and this was a one about luck.
So, this is called Bad Dream House. Mm-hmm. Now, stupid. Trying to settle your differences with a shotgun.
Stupider is trying to settle your differences with a shotgun and showing up at the wrong house.
Now, stupider is trying to settle your differences with a shotgun, showing up at the wrong house, an off-duty sheriff's deputy.
University of Toledo football player Richard Davis, toting a shotgun and a handgun, was looking to settle an ongoing dispute with a teammate yesterday, a few years ago, when he tried to enter what
a wee bit of time ago.
When he entered what he thought was his teammate's house in southwest Toledo, police said. But the 21-year-old junior was greeted at gunpoint by Vincent Scott, an off-duty Lucas County Sheriff's deputy.
Now, I believe this qualifies Davis for the Mistake of the Year Awards sponsored by Mountain Dew. He's nominated alongside Don Imus for his comments on the Rutgers women's basketball team, Rosie O'Donnell's Conscious, and the guy who invented Crystal Pepsi, a record 7-time nominee.
Davis told investigators he was trying to scare a teammate with the weapon because he believes he cheated him out of some money. Police said he got in a shoving match with the teammate and that he was, surprise, drunk.
Imagine that.
How many hunters have to shoot themselves in the foot before the world learns that guns and alcohol go together like, well, guns and alcohol?
Police also said Davis was lucky that he went to the trained law enforcement officer home, according to the story. Good thing he was carrying his four-leaf clover, too.
We have a little story from crack.com.
Okay.
These are interesting. We have the most bizarrely unlucky people. I don't know if that's a word, bizarrely.
Bizarrely.
Bizarrely, yeah. That's kind of like broccoli, but no. The most bizarrely unlucky people...
Broccoli's good.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Oh. Oh.
Anyway, the most bizarrely unlucky people who ever lived.
Remember, don't step on that.
I won't. Now, we're not saying that these... And this is from crack.com. We're not saying that these are the unluckiest people in history. We realize the world is full of starving children and cancer victims. But sometimes you see people who have weird one-in-a-million instances of bad luck... Often over and over again. And you can't help but wonder if they didn't anger a gypsy at some point. We're talking about people like...
Violet Jessup. Unlucky because she almost went down with a sinking ship 3 times. Traditionally, sea captains consider it bad luck to have a woman on board when they weigh anchor. Women were said to make the sea angry. On the flip side, the superstition said if a woman was naked, it would calm the sea. If only Violet Jessup had gone around in the buff, perhaps the Titanic would never have hit that iceberg.
Jessup's story doesn't start on the Titanic, however. It starts on board Titanic's sister ship, the Olympic. In 1911, Jessup was a stewardess aboard the luxury liner. On September 20th, 1911, the Olympic collided with a British warship. No one was hurt in the mishap, but Violet Jessup decided to move on to serve on a much bigger, unsinkable ship, the Titanic. Titanic.
There, she brought not only the same bad fortune, but also the captain of the Olympic, one Edward J. Smith. Then there was the iceberg, and, well, you've seen the movie. Now, we know what you're thinking. It's hardly bad luck that she was on 2 boat accidents when it was the same captain's both times. Clearly, he was the problem. Right?
Well, we're not done. You see, Jessup made it one of Titanic's lifeboats, and could only watch as the world's largest metaphor slipped under the waves, setting the stage for James Cameron's disappointing follow-up to True Lies.
Then in 1916, after a short time away from the seas, Jessup signed up to serve as a nurse aboard the Britannic. Sure enough, it floated into a mine and quickly sunk. This time, Jessup's lifeboat didn't get far enough away from the sinking boat, forcing her to jump into the water. Her head clunked into the keel of the boat, but she survived and for the 3rd time made it back to dry land.
Violet Jessup died of congestive heart failure in 1971. She was buried at sea.
Now that's an oxymoron at best.
Yeah. I just love that last line. It was worth reading all those just to get to that.
Robert Todd Lincoln. Unlucky because... He knew numerous U.S. presidents, and basically all of them got shot.
Ooh.
When your father eliminates slavery, pens one of the greatest speeches ever written, and navigates the country through a bloody civil war, you got to have the feet the size of the USS Nimitz to fill those shoes.
Enter Robert Todd Lincoln, son of Abraham Lincoln, whose feet never grew to inhuman proportions, but he did manage to gain a certain notoriety, mainly by helping the Grim Reaper pick off a number of American presidents.
You see, Robert Todd was 21 when his father was assassinated. Later, he carved out his own political career and was rewarded with the Secretary of War post under James Garfield's tenure. In 1881, only 4 months into the gig, Garfield invited Lincoln on a jaunt to the New Jerseys. Before either man could step onto the train, Garfield was gunned down, mercifully rescued from the trip to the Garden State.
We're sorry if you're from New Jersey. Death took a holiday for 20 years, but would track Lincoln down a third time in Buffalo, New York. There he was by invitation from the recently reelected William McKinley, who figured if he had to suffer a few days in Buffalo, he'd take as many with him as possible. Sorry if you're from Buffalo.
Turns out McKinley was the next presidential target on death's hit list. While at a speaking engagement, an assassin shot McKinley twice. Now, Lincoln did not personally witness this one, but was in the room and heard the gunshots. McKinley died 8 days later from his wounds.
Knowing he was nothing but bad luck for his presidential pals, Lincoln turned down just about every presidential invitation that came his way, saying, "There is a certain fatality about presidential functions when I am president," which is a pleasant way of saying, "Stop asking already. If you go, I die."
If you go, I die.
That was rather unfortunate, now wasn't it? Never mind. Anyway, there's Gene Rogers. Moving on. Unlucky, okay. Because pretty much everything.
Uh-oh.
Gene Rogers lived her life like a sitcom. She's basically a female George Costanza. She's more of an encumbrance than a friend, really. Sure, she hasn't been struck by lightning, but she's been struck twice.
Then, when she was 18, Rogers was with a friend on a cruise ship taking pictures. She backed up a little too far and fell over the railing into the ocean. Her friend ran to get help, but slipped and knocked herself unconscious. After regaining consciousness, Rogers' friend got the boat to turn around and pick her up.
Years later, she was walking down the street with her son, who suddenly yelled, "Mommy, funny bird!" At which point, a bat grabbed her scalp. Panicked, she started frantically knocking on doors to get help. But each time someone answered the door, they decided screaming was a better way to spend their time. The screams angered and confused the bat, which started peeing in her hair and scratching her scalp.
Crying and desperate, an acquaintance finally gave Rogers the key to her car so she could drive herself to the vet. The acquaintance opted not to drive Rogers herself because it's funnier that way.
Maybe for them. The unfunny parts of Rogers' struggle with adult onset ineptitude. I like that. That's a medical
term. That
was
easy for you to say.
Include being mugged, shot at, strangled, and falling into an open manhole. Dying doesn't scare me, she says, but living scares the crap out of me.
She also accidentally pantsed Mr. Rogers at the swimming pool. Not her husband, Mr. Rogers, mind you, but the actual Mr. Rogers of children's TV fame. So that more or less makes up for everything.
How do you accidentally pants someone?
I don't want to know.
I don't want to know either. Oh, my.
It must have been the Irish whiskey.
Must have been.
Nice.
Must have been. Do you know how you can tell if you're the unluckiest person on earth?
No.
We'll tell you, because we have another top five list.
Excellent. With?
11 signs that you're the unluckiest person on earth.
So it's the 5th, 11th chart.
Yeah, from top5.com, yes.
Okay, number 11. It's been almost a year, but you still haven't received any royalty checks for your best-selling autobiography, 12-time identity theft victim.
Got to think about that one for a while, folks.
Yeah.
Yeah, time release humor.
Identity theft.
Victim.
Not receiving your checks.
Uh-huh. Number 10. While looking up unlucky in the dictionary, you get a paper cut and bleed all over your picture.
Number 9. You finally win the lottery, but you drop your purse in front of the convenience store and lose the ticket, only to have it found by some woman who regularly picks the same exact numbers as you.
Oh.
Imagine that.
Mm.
Same numbers. Exact.
Mm-hmm. Number 8. Black cats will run under ladders and through mirrors to avoid crossing your path.
That's unlucky.
That's just nasty.
The school bullies run your lucky underwear up the flagpole this morning while you're still wearing them.
Ow.
Yeah.
Number six. You spent 4 days in the hospital after tripping over a cordless phone. I like that one.
Your blind date from the internet turns out to be your wife.
Ooh. That happens, I've heard, quite a bit. Number four. Your letter from Ed McMahon says, most people may already be winners, but not you.
Number three, you choked to death on pudding.
I like that one. I picked that one out for you.
Yeah.
Number two, you find a four-leaf clover by the side of the hiking trail, but you can't pick it up because an angry grizzly bear just tore off both of your arms.
Now that's unlucky. And the number one sign that you are the unluckiest person on earth.
The officer might have stopped after citing you for DUI, drug possession, and public nudity. Had his daughter not fallen out of your car.
That's called oops.
That's a big oops.
Yeah.
Big oops.
So, just jokes, huh?
Just jokes.
From coolfunnyjokes.com.
Yeah, not hotfunnyjokes.com. Coolfunnyjokes.com.
Cool funny jokes.
Yes, because they are cool, they are funny, and they are jokes.
Cool.
Yeah, funny.
Jokingly,
yeah.
They said.
.com.
A really bad day.
There was this guy at a bar just looking at his drink. He stays like that for about a half an hour. Then this big troublemaking truck driver steps next to him, takes a drink from the guy, and just drinks it all down. The poor man starts crying. The truck driver says, oh, come on, man, I was just joking. Here, I'll buy you another drink. I can't stand to see a man cry.
No, that's not that. This day's the worst in my life. First, I fall asleep and I go late to my office. My boss, outrageous, fires me. When I leave the building to my car, I find out that it was stolen. The police said that they can do nothing. I get a cab to return home, and when I leave it, I remember I left my wallet and credit cards there. The cab driver just drives away. I go home, and when I get there, I find my wife in bed with a gardener. I leave home, and I come to this bar. And just when I was thinking about putting an end to my life, you show up and drink my poison.
Which one of those people was it? Unlucky?
Yeah.
Murphy told Quinn that his wife was driving him to drink.
Quinn thinks he's very lucky because his own wife makes him walk.
That's a good old Irish proverb if ever I've heard one.
Oh, that's funny.
We haven't had a lie of the day for a while.
Ah, from Holoff.
.com, Dave's Web of Lies. Dave's Web of Lies employs a trained team of specialist researchers to trawl the world's information net seeking out falsehoods.
Now, we always have a disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
Whilst we exhaustively examine each of our lies for any specks of truth and reject any found to contain even a glimmer of reality, we cannot guarantee that our lies are not, in fact, true.
And our first lie of the day. Small tribes of Buddhists in New Zealand... Is that the lie right there, that there are tribes of Buddhists in New Zealand? Anyway, believe that every time you are late for work, you should hop from one leg to the other 5 times while shouting out the names of as many different types of sharks as you can remember. As this, and only this, will ward off any passing spirits that may bring you bad luck.
And of course, that's a lie.
That's way too complicated.
Yeah, it's got to be a lie. The safest way to deter pit bull attacks is to wear a good luck charm.
No, read that again, dear.
The safest way to deter pit bull attacks is to wear a good luck hum.
Ham.
Hum.
Hum.
Hum. Yes.
So Lady Gaga doesn't want to be around pit bulls.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Did you hear she's doing her last interview?
No.
Yes, she's decided she's not going to grant interviews anymore to the press, so she's doing her last one on Oprah Winfrey on the We Network.
For those of you who like Lady Gaga... Please turn off your radio. 3, 2, 1. Good.
Yay.
All right.
Anyway, our last lie. Latvian witch doctors consider touching a wasp's sting with an electric toothbrush to be the second worst sign of bad luck. Second only to brushing your teeth with it. Ew.
No.
Oh. You know, I felt like there's been somebody watching me lately.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Yeah, that's a lie. I felt like there's been somebody watching me. And it's getting close to St. Paddy's Day. So I have the top 9 signs you're being stalked by a leprechaun.
The top 5.
Top 9.
9.
Top 5 list, top 9 signs you're being stalked by a leprechaun.
Okay.
Number 9, generic-looking green van parked across the street with a Notre Dame bumper sticker.
Number 8, every time you turn around, the pitter-pattering stops, and then the green fire hydrant seems to have gotten a little closer.
Number 7, you're being followed by a large woman with a sultry voice and a dying career.
No! That's a sign you're being stalked by Chaka Khan.
Oh, okay. Number 6, card delivered with the bouquet of four-leaf clovers reads, I bet you're magically delicious.
Number 5, those tiny green hairs on your toilet seat.
Number 4, pink hearts, yellow moons, blue diamonds scratched on your car at knee level. And Ross Perot is nowhere to be found.
Oh.
Ouch.
Number 3, them little green pellets in the litter box ain't M&Ms, Chester.
Number 2, every day this week you've noticed the same buckle shoes dangling just above the floor in the stall next to you.
No. And the number 1 sign, you're being stalked by a leprechaun.
When you come home from work, the potatoes are missing from the cupboard and your parrot is singing Danny Boy.
Danny Boy.
I love that one. That just made my day. Time for ruminations.
Ruminations.
From ruminate.com.
Okay.
It's lucky for us that our universe was born in the Big Bang. All the other universes would probably laugh at us if we had come from the Big Quack or the Big Boink. By Steve Biddle.
Now, Kim Moser says, when I rubbed the lamp, a genie appeared and granted me a wish. Unfortunately, it was a diaper genie. Just my luck.
Do you know what a diaper genie is?
No.
Oh, it's this receptacle that you put used diapers in.
Oh.
And you turn the crank and then it gets rid of them and they don't smell. And yeah.
Anyway. That's why I didn't know what a diaper genie was.
Uh-huh. And finally from Jerry Embry, what luck! Someone turned his back and I stole one of those $10,000 plates they had at the Republican fundraiser. Okay, they sometimes are just quirky, not funny.
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah. So what are you doing for St. Patrick's Day?
I hopefully will be sitting in the sun trying to get rid of life.
Oh, well, we've got Irish blessings for you to end with.
From irish-island.com. May the leprechauns be near you to spread luck along your way.
And may all of the medications take the awful hallucinations of tiny screeching people away.
Never iron a four-leaf clover because you don't want to press your luck.
And wherever you go and whatever you do, may the luck of the Irish be there with you.
Wow.
That's all we have for today. Thank goodness. I'm Kat.
And I'm Joe.
And together we are
Cat Soup.
The best of internet humor on the radio.
Have a great week, folks.
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
I strut right by with my tail in the air. Straight cats turn.